keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Road construction in Topeka continues. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Lots of road work going on in the Cap City. The Shawnee County Public Works Department has announced the Kansas Turnpike Authority will be making overhead structure repairs on the Southwest Burlingame, Auburn, and Wanamaker Road bridges. Work is slated to begin on Monday. The bridges will have single lanes of traffic with flaggers to direct traffic. Crews will move from one spot to another at each bridge throughout the day. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Hutchinson City Council has approved using $7.5 million in industrial revenue bonds for a proposed 48-unit housing complex. The project with Hutchinson Park LP will be just south of the Atrium site at 11th and Lorraine. The Hutchinson Post reported the request includes a 10-year property tax exemption. As part of the agreement, the developer will pay a $250 per unit fee to the city in exchange for the exemption. No word yet on a construction timeline. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 doubled the estate tax exemption from $5.5 million to $11 million, which helped many farm and ranch families trying to pass on property to family members. But Farm Bureau economist Samantha Ayoub says the act will expire this year without action from Congress.
If Congress does not renew that provision, it would automatically revert to only $5.5 million starting in 2026.
If allowed to expire, farm and ranch families would be especially hurt.
Families are already going through a very difficult time when they lose a loved one and are passing the farm on. And so this adds an additional burden of trying to come up to 40% of your farm's value to pay the IRS.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for isolated storms with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 76. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, lows around 50. Clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 50.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. University of Southern California has hired Kansas State's Trumaine Carroll as their new director of sports performance. And in a corresponding move, Kansas State has promoted Ray Thomas, who has served on the Kansas State football strength and conditioning staff for the past 4 years, to the director of strength and conditioning. Head coach Chris Kleiman announced on Wednesday. Thomas was a driving force this offseason in helping K-State football players collectively gain 700 pounds of muscle while maintaining top-end speed, as 33 players were clocked at over 21 miles per hour, 6 over 22 miles per hour, and 4, B.J. Payne, Dylan Edwards, Donovan McIntosh, and Avery Johnson, hit 23 miles per hour. Originally coming to Manhattan as assistant strength and conditioning coach in 2021, Thomas was promoted to associate strength and conditioning coach prior to the 2023 season. For his arrival at K-State, Thomas worked for the 2018 season at Colorado State, 2019 at Arkansas, and 2020 at South Florida. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Beloit track and field athletes will head to Blue Rapids, Kansas today for the Valley Heights Invitational. Field events start at 3 p.m., running events at 4:45 p.m. One of the most scenic track and field settings in the state of Kansas will include Beloit, Onega, Valley Heights, Riley County, Clifton Clyde, Rossville, and Frankfort. Cole Platson, a 4A Gatorade Player of the Year from Clay Center, will be here tomorrow to pitch and bat against the Beloit baseball team. Beloit is 10-6. Games with Clay Center will start at 4 and 6 p.m. Platson, a Oklahoma State commit, is batting 543 with 45 RBIs, 42 runs scored, 9 doubles, 8 home runs. On the mound, he's pitching. He's only given up 1.33 earned runs and 47 strikeouts. If you want to see a Division I baseball athlete, come support your Beloit Trojans tomorrow against Clay Center. Today is the Ellsworth Invitational in golf. Beloit will be there trying to win their fourth team title this year. They've already won the Minneapolis, Belleville, and Smith Center meets. They will try to add their fourth team championship at the Ellsworth Invitational Golf Meet today. Tuesday, May 6th, Lakeside Invitational Golf Tournament was held. Jace Cunningham continued his dominance, winning the medal for Lakeside with a 68. Harvey Lister of Riley County was second with a 71. Carson Thomas was third with a 72 from St. John's. Eli Schmidt was fourth with a 73 for Lakeside. J.W. Lister was fifth from Riley County with a 76. Jackson Hardy shot 77 for sixth from Lakeside. Gabe Smith was seventh with a 77 for Lakeside. Cullen Worth was eighth for Rock Hill with a 79. Tatum Miller of Lakeside shot 81 for ninth. And Jack Scone of Clifton Clyde shot 81 for 10th. The Lakeside Knights won it with a 295. Rock Hills was second, 333. Riley County, 336. The Grizzly Invitational track and field meet will be held at Mankato tomorrow. Field events start at 3 p.m., running events at 4:30. Hanover, Lakeside, Lynn, Northern Valley, Osborne, Pike Valley, Republic County, Rock Hill, Smith Center, Stockton, Thunder Ridge, Tipton Catholic, and Washington County will all compete at the Rock Hills Invitational meet in Mankato. This has been John Bowden, Katy Country 94.1, Z96.3 Sports.